This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to this CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, just to quickly first recap what has taken place in trade yesterday, the Sensex and the Nifty were down for the third day after a volatile session. We saw Reliance Industries fall for the fourth session, contributing most to the Nifty loss, and ICICI Bank ended the lowest in a month, contributing 70% to the Nifty Bank loss. Now, in terms of the biggest cues to watch out for today, it would be the Feb F&O expiry. Remember that the Nifty is down almost 450 points since the 19th of Feb. Fears of the spread of coronavirus, especially outside of China, seem to be dominating the global markets. For example, you had the US markets, which gave up all of their gains on an intraday basis to end in the red. We have Asia, which is weak currently. And the likes of gold, which is up already around 3% this month, hovering at around $1,650. We have the US 10-year yield, which is at a record low of around 1.3%, giving a sense of the kind of risk-off that we're seeing globally. And Brent crude, which continues to fall, so currently at around $53 per barrel, a positive for the Indian markets, but it seems as though the Indian markets are going along with the larger risk-off that we're seeing globally. The SGX at this point in time is indicating that we could see a start in the red, so it's indicating a cut of around 0.4%. Other cues to watch out for, it is the Bank Nifty options expiry and the Nifty options expiry as well. And in terms of events to watch out for, the finance minister is going to continue meeting industrialists, etc. for their post-budget meetings. Also, we have the Q3 FY20 GDP coming out tomorrow, so the street will be bracing itself for any sort of recovery. A lot of stocks in focus, so HUL will be in focus as the NCLT has approved the scheme of amalgamation and agreement between GSK Consumer and HUL. Indigo CEO has said that they strongly deny any allegations of wrongdoing or avoidance of processes. Banks in focus, the FM has said they've reviewed the status of PSU banks, restructured loans to MSMEs. Rights, the government's going to sell up to 5% stake in the company via an OFS. Thomas Cook is going to buy back around 2.6 crore shares at 57.5 rupees per share. Concor will be in focus as they've signed an MOU with Russian Railway Logistics. DB Corp, where the promoters created a pledge on 20.4 lakh shares on Feb 27th. And lastly, Vodafone Idea from the telecom space. As sources say, the company sent a fresh SOS to the government on AGR dues, seeking permission for a moratorium followed by a staggered payment. These are all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. This is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast, which is brought to you in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Have a great trading session.